Good morning, everybody. By way of introduction, Ira Nozenchuk is going to have to take second place today because his letter to the editor appeared in the Sunday Jerusalem Post, so therefore, you know, that's old hat already, and we're not going to talk about his. Today's Jerusalem Post. I have today's Jerusalem Post. And here is an extremely important letter, and here it is. We've done it. We've done it again. Here is this. This morning, sir, while I was surprised to receive the South... No, sir. A better letter. Where is he? This is a short, brief letter, but this is to the point. Sir, shame on you. Since when does one apologize for presenting a different opinion? To whom are you apologizing? Queenie Ponis. There's Queen Ponis. Queen Ponis was reacting to the fact that there was a supplement to the Jerusalem Post a few days ago. Sovereignty. Sovereignty is a magazine that really been put out by Women in Green, etc. One that gives an extremely positive, well thought out, clearly brilliant, extreme right wing position, which is really the only thing that makes sense, and especially when you read, I don't know, I'm getting sick from the headlines about, oh yeah, the great Kerry plan, painful concessions, they're crazy, they're out of their minds. So let me also, I spent a few hours last Wednesday in the Knesset speaking to, together with a number of other fellow travelers. These were Chabad fellow travelers. They take me along to legitimize them, you know. They're wonderful people. But we spoke to some of our more intelligent members of Knesset. They seem to be like, they've lost it. I don't know what's going to be. I think they're going to have to take to the streets again. And the Women of Green of 20 years ago, I'm going to have to come out with their walkers and their canes, and we're going to have to go out there and we're going to fight. That's what we're going to have to do. We can't let this country make another tragic mistake. I told a number of the Chavrei Knesset, Ani mevulbal. I am confused. We have made so many mistakes. And we've learned that they are mistakes. And you want to make another big one now? Haven't you learned a thing from the last 20, 30 years? That's changed. Vayehi b'shalach paro et ha'am v'lo nacham elokim derech eretz plishtim. Now, it's been very difficult me for years putting the Hebrew and the English next to each other. It comes out too small, it's difficult to read. So if you want to read the English, it's on the other side of the page, and we're going to have to take a look at the English in a moment, just for what I consider to be an important parenthetic comment over here. Anyway, and it came to pass, wait, I can't even go further. How do I translate the word b'shalach? Let's take a look at the other side. And it happened when Pharaoh sent out the people. Vayehi b'shalach paro, and it happened when Paro sent out the people. And then as soon as I read that, I knew this can't be the correct translation. So there it is. I got up on a ladder, and someplace all the way up on top, I pulled out, you remember the good old trusty Hertz Chumash that we used to have? Okay? The Hertz Chumash, which gave way, of course, to the whole new generation. And there it is. On the left-hand side, you have Hertz's translation. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go. These are two different translations. Which is the correct translation. I mean, I'll be honest, the big one is from the Art Scroll Chumash, and the other one is from this old Hertz Chumash, which is right. Well, let me ask another question. Especially us right-wingers, we've done a lot of demonstrations in our days. We're seasoned, we're hardened. How do you translate Moshe's recurring theme to Paro, Shalach et Ami? Let my people go. 2, 4, 6, 8, open up the iron gate. Let my people go. Art Scroll translates, send my people out. And therefore, Vayehi b'shalach Paro is, it happened when Pharaoh sent out the people. Pharaoh sent out the people? He got a bunch of klepper from Kop. He sent them out. Understand? One day, or the middle of one night, the Emancipation Proclamation. Pharaoh sends the slaves out. Shalom! That's not how it happened. Not how it happened. Shalach et ami does not mean send my people out. We don't want you to send the people out. We don't need you to send the people out. What we want is get your hands off them and let them go. I believe that it's simply a matter of plain Hebrew grammar. When Moshe Rabbeinu sends Meraglim, it says, Shlach lecha anashim. It doesn't say shalach lecha, shlach. There's a difference between shlach and shalach. Just as there is a difference between beginning of Parsha Vayishlach, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. Yaakov sent messengers or angels, as Rashi says. When Noach sends off, I'll just use that word for a moment. He sends off the raven and then the dove out of the teva. It doesn't say Vayishlach, it says Vayishalach. Vayishalach et hayona means he just let the dove fly. He let the raven fly. Send them out on a mission. So justice is a big difference in plain, simple Hebrew grammar between Vayishlach, which means I send somebody as my messenger to do my bidding, or Vayishalach, to let something go. Classic, another great classic example of Vayishalach in Parshat Chukas, it says that the people of Israel were complaining, Vayishalach behem elokim et hanechoshim hasrafim. They were attacked by poisonous snakes in the desert. And then they were dying. So Moshe put a snake on a stick, and he told them to look heavenward and pray. By the way, that's where the symbol of the medical profession comes from. It says that God vayishalach et hanechoshim hasrofim. It doesn't say vayishlach. And of shalshu nefol hirsh. I think I even brought it here. Yes, I did. Vayishalach Hashem Bo'om. I'm reading from Bamidbar. You don't have this. Vayishalach Hashem Bo'om. By the way, that's also, that third word is an extremely important word. We'll talk about it later. Let me read the whole pasuk. Vayishalach Hashem Bo'om. God I'm reading from the Hirschhulish, so the translation is correct. The English translation of the Hirschhulish, then God let the poisonous serpents loose. They don't translate it as that God sent the serpents. He let them loose against the people, and they bit the people, and many people of Israel died. And then in one sentence, by Yishalach Hashem Ba'am, Shlach in the cow. The grammatic form cow means to send, to put something in motion towards a goal. Send. But Shalach in Piel predominantly has the meaning of letting something go. Oh, he said, when Jews were in the desert, there were many snakes, scorpions, and who knows what else was there. Why were Jews never attacked by them? God sent instructions. Ligangalite, you understand? Shach, don't do anything. But the moment God removes that, then the natural thing happens. Out come the snakes. So he's made, and then he goes on further to say that the same thing is true. Thus, Vayishalach et ha'orev, Noach sends out the raven. Vayishalach et ha'yonah, he sent out the dove. Now I see it. Vayihi b'shalach paro. Here too, not that God sent serpents, but let them go. Therefore, Shamshon Ful Hirsch would translate Vayihi b'shalach paro when paro let the people go. As Moshe had been saying to him all the time, let my people go. I think that's enough. So just so here it is. We get to the second word, and we're stuck already in the second word of the Seder. How are we going to make it through a Seder like this? It's an unbelievable Seder. Vayehi b'shalach paro et ha'am. V'lo nacham. Well, back to read the Hebrew. V'lo nacham alekim derech eretz plishtim, and God did not leave them in the root of the land of Plishtim, ki karov hu, because it was near. I didn't even notice this till now. You know, you inspire me to look at things. Let's see what Hertz, how he translates it. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that God led them not by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. What does our translation say? Because it was near. These are two different translations. He didn't take them, they're on their way out of Egypt, and he doesn't take them by the shortest route. The shortest route would have been to go through Sinai up to Gaza. And this they're doing, you know, before the days when there were tunnels, you know, he could have taken them straight through a tunnel. 3 million people through the tunnels. There are 1,000 tunnels. There's more life underground in Sinai than there is above ground. And what's above ground ain't too good either. Anyway, so here are two different translations. And by the way, the two different translations really represent Rashi and Ramban. Ki karov hu. What did it say? He did not lead them to the land of the Plishtim. That would have been the closest way to get from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael would be to go straight up the coast. You know, from Chreis, Port Said, up to El Arish, from El Arish to Rafa, I mean the whole thing, you know, Gush Katif, straight through. He didn't do that. Yes.
If they had taken that way, would they still have been near Har Sinai? Because Hashem told Moshe,
The lady asked a good question. Yeah, it's a good question, man. That's one of the things we'll have to deal with. Wasn't there a plan? God had told Moshe at the snare that after you come out of Egypt, you're going to serve God on this mountain. There was a plan. And the plan was to go to Sinai. Going through the land of Plishtim is not going to take them to Sinai. So what does it mean? What does it mean he didn't take them through the land of Plishtim? There was a plan. You had to go a different way. I just hope that by the end of this year you'll get all the answers to this. It's good, Kasha. Okay? No. Despite the fact that it took you 2 hours to get here today. There was a Chafetz Chashud, on 443?
Yeah.
And traffic was backed up who knows how long. Thank God they find these things. All right. Penyin and Kiyom HaLukim, because God had said, Penyin Nochem Ha'am Berot HaMulchama V'Shavu Mitzchayim. For God said, perhaps the people will reconsider when they see a war and they will return to Egypt. What does Hertz say? Oh God, this is real English. Lest peradventure. Wow, what a word. I haven't seen this word in 100 years. Lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. There's a concern that they may come up against war and that's not going to be good. They won't be able to fight the battle that has to be fought. Now, there are a lot of problems with this. And these are serious problems that have to be dealt with in this year. And when they're going to go the other way, and in a few days they're going to be at the Yam Suf, yes? And they're going to be caught on the beach with all of Egypt at its might on one side, the dark, deep, black, ominous sea on the other side. They're also caught most probably in the most dangerous situation Klal Yisrael ever was in their entire history. So what happened? So there's divine intervention. The Rabbein Yisraelim gitzach am eitzah. The Rabbein Yisraelim knows what to do. So what happens is they would go through the land of the Plishtim and they would end up with faced with war. So the Rabbein Yisraelim, you know, pull something out of his Amud Onan and Amud Eish and we'll take care of it. A second question, all in one day?
Yeah. No, but this is especially because it says specifically that they came out armed, so they should not have been.
Well, you're jumping ahead. You're jumping ahead. You cheated and you looked at the next few psukim. But wait a minute, we're going to have to deal with that too. That's going to be another problem. All right, let's read another pasuk. So here. So, because God said, lest the people are going to change their minds when they see war, and they're going to return to Mitzrayim, they won't be able to stand up to the battle. What do you mean they won't be able to stand up to battle? They have God with them. Vayaseh Elokim et ha'am derech hamidbar yamsuf. God caused the people to turn in another direction, not going along the coast, but into the Sinai desert. And they went to the right, down at the bottom of the Sinai desert, toward the Yam Suf. The Chamushim Ol B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and the children of Israel went out of Egypt armed. Went up armed out of the land of Israel, and even Oscar says the children of Israel were armed when they went up from the land of Egypt. I mean, what's going on over here? What's going on? It's getting very confusing. God is concerned that they may come face to face with battle, and they're going to become all confused, and they're going to want to run back to Egypt. And then in the next breath, he says they went up armed. That means they're ready to fight. You understand? They left Mitzrayim and made sure that they had weapons with them. What are we talking about over here? What's happening? What's the question? You better speak loud.
I will tell you what's happening.
Good. This is what I was waiting for. Wait a minute.
What I'm waiting for too. So we both understand.
What did you say?
This was the Aron Shel Yosef that had to be found.
Wait a minute.
That Tzaddik Yosef was the guard, the shield of Am Yisrael. So
make
therefore they needed Yas Yamsuf. If they would have gone to Gaza, they would not have Arono.
Well, so you're peeking ahead, and you're peeking. but it doesn't really. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that. But you have to wait till the end of this year. You have to wait till the end of this year. Okay. All right. Let's read a little bit more. Vayikach Moshe atzmo Yosef imo. Moshe took with him the bones of Yosef. He hashbeah, he shbiah b'nei Yisrael lemor, because Yosef had administered an oath. We learned about it last week, that Yosef had administered an oath to the Jewish people, lemor, saying, Pakod yifkod elokim etchem, God is going to remember you. V'alitim et atzmotayim yizeetchem, and you shall take your bones out of here with you. And you remember, you will recall that last week we learned the Shem Yishmuel, where the Shem Yishmuel said that the bondage of Egypt was a double one. It was an intellectual one which was represented by Paro, and it was a physical one that was represented by the people of Mitzrayim, as Yitro says later, next week said, Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzil Etchem. Blessed is God who saved you, Miyad Mitzrayim, from the hands of Mitzrayim, from the hands of Paro. And therefore, Yosef says, Pakod Yifkod, God is going to remember you, and he is going to rescue you from the intellectual onslaught of Paro and the physical attack by the Egyptian people. So there it is. Medrash says so beautifully, everybody is out there packing their things, and Moshe is the one who goes to find the Arono Shel Yosef, the casket of Yosef. V'alitim et atzmotayim mizeh itchem. I love the word mizeh. The word mizeh means that this Yosef, who had made it to the pinnacle of power, what else? Prominence. Prestige in Mitzrayim, can't even mention the name Mitzrayim. Take me out mizeh, from this. Get me out of here. Because he knew that Golos is Golos. Golos is Golos, that's all. Take me out of here with you. All right? By Yisim Sukkot, I'm not going to read the whole thing. Don't get worried. We only need the rest if we get to it for some other point. Okay. All right. Just everybody, that's my phone. It's my phone. And I said before the class, I want to turn my phone off, but I don't know where it is. I know where it is. And I apologize. I'm not prepared to get off there. Okay, they stop. If they call again, I'll go find it. Vayisum Sukkos, they journeyed from Sukkos for Yachanu Be'etam Bikzei HaMidbar, and they encamped at Etam, at the edge of the Midbar. They're ready to go into the desert. Vashem Holeich Lefneihem Yomam, God is going before them by day, Ba'amud Onan, with a cloud, pillar of cloud, Lam Chotam HaDerev, to show them the right way. The Laila, and at night they went, he went, Ba'amud Eish, with a pillar of fire, Lehoir Lehem, to light the way for them, Lelechet, so they can travel, Yom HaLaila. By the way, they could have gone into the land of Plishtim that way too. Right, that was your question. They could have gone that way, but no, you'll see. Lo Yomish Amadhan and Yom of Amad Israel Lufneihan. The pillar of smoke and the pillar of fire did not remove themselves from before the people. Okay. Where do I start? Okay, we'll start. We'll start with the Medrash number 2. Daracha. Medrash says, "Vayhi b'shalach." Hadod uksiv. This is what it means when it says, "Hasholeich imrato aretz." We say that in davening every day. God sends His word to earth. Oylachem l'rishoyim, world to the rishoyim. Shehim rima b'tolah u'b'teilu min ha'olam u'mivakshin l'batel d'varosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Woe unto the evil who will be no more than worms and ants, creepy things, and they mean nothing in the world. And what they want to do, these mere little creepy human beings want to negate that which God has wrought. Marish invention, what are you talking about? Amalhem, God said to them, Atem Amartem, that is very beautiful. Paro said, quote, V'gamet Yisrael lo ashaleach, I'm not going to let Israel go. No siree, not on your life. Vani Amarti, and I, God said, Shalachat Ami, let my people go. Nideh, let's see, God says, Divrei mi omdim v'divrei mi b'tevim. Let's see whose words are going to be fulfilled and whose words are absolutely meaningless. L'sof, at the end, Omar Paro mi'atzmo v'holach v'nofal al raglov shemoche Moshe. Paro, that night of Yitziat Mitzrayim, he went and he fell before the feet of Moshe and he said to the Yisrael, Kumu tzu, get up and go out. So the Medrash is explaining, really what we have to do is, we were saying it, but the question is asked very beautifully by the Abar Benel. Vayehi b'shalach paro atom? It should have said, Betzei Yisrael b'mitzrayim, when Israel went out of Egypt. Or, as it says so many other places in Torah and Nevi'im, Vayehi b'hotzi Hashem et Yisrael b'mitzrayim, when God took us out. What do we say in Agoda? Ilu lo hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael b'mitzrayim, if God wouldn't have taken us out. So here it is. You can either say when Israel is marching triumphantly out of Mitzrayim, or you can see when God is taking Anochi, they're going to hear at Har Sinai in next week's Sedra, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Ticha, I'm the one who took you out of the land of Egypt. And hear them, the Medrash is wondering what's going on. Vayehi b'shalach paro, all of a sudden, you understand? B'shalach paro. Maybe at our next dinner we should give Paro the Man of the Year award. He sent the Jewish people out of Egypt.
But I think that it's my job to defend the art scroll, but I think that's the reason for art scroll's translation, that art scroll knew this Medrash, that Paro sent the Jews out in order to get rid of them because he was scared to let them stay there.
Somebody wanted to tell that to me yesterday. Yeah. I started up with somebody at the barber. Of course, here I am. It's not that I wanted to bring to your attention that I took a haircut yesterday. That's it. But here I'm at the barber, and the barber is bringing me a cup of one thing, lovely fellow, wonderful fellow. And somebody, I'm thinking about Art Scroll and Hertz, and somebody walks in who had also published a Chumash with an English translation. Oh! So I asked him, how did you translate Vayehi b'shalach paro? So he says, oh, if you're asking me this, there's something going on over here. I don't want to tell you how I translate. So I said, what do you mean you don't want to tell me? You know, I can go find your sefer myself and I'll see exactly how. So he didn't want to tell me. Okay, that's all right. The Rosh Hashem sends the guys to me, you understand? Half an hour later, three quarters of an hour later, there was a delivery of something on the same block. The barber's here, and there's every few months there's a delivery of meat coming from who knows where, and I had to pick something up over there, and who's the one fellow who walks in, the same guy who walked into the barber, walks in over here, and he walks in yelling, "What are you talking about? It says that Paro got up middle of the night and he said, send them out, get out of here." Right? That's exactly it. So you're going to give credit, Paro. In other words, the Rebbe Yishmael is beating Paro over the head and he says, get out. He gets credit for that. No, it doesn't work that way. No. What you see, you know what the Medrash is doing? You'll see the next line. You'll see what the point of the Medrash is. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Holy One, blessed be He, said, Ma Paro, Dvorecha Omdu O Dvorai. He says, Paro, whose words have been fulfilled, mine or yours? You said, Yisrael lo ashaleach, I'm not going to send them out. I told you, shalach etami, send them out. So therefore, the pasuk, for the irony of it all, says, Vayehi b'shalach paro et ha'am. The same paro who had been saying for months, I'm not letting them go. So the Commission says, you know, like a little paro. Who won in the end? Me or you? So therefore the term b'shalach et paro is not coming to describe the reality of the situation, but the irony and the beauty of the situation. Ha 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 on you. You said lo ashaleach, and you know what the end was? I punished you so badly for that, that you, I mean, he's not, remember, he didn't do it out of his love of freedom. Go peek ahead a few psukim and you're going to see the same paro is going to change his mind and he's going to come running after them. What did we do? What did we let them go for? So the Medrash is using this beautiful, just so that you should be able to see the two sides. Lo ashaleach, and then lo ashaleach, vahi b'shalach. I told you, let them go. There's something very important that you learn from this Medrash. Most probably I could see it in every Medrash. There has clearly been a divine plan unfolding in this country for the last 100 years. The Rebbe Yishmael decided, I'm giving Eretz Yisrael to my people. And any attempt at giving away any parts of Eretz Yisrael to any other people is ultimately going to fail. It can't be. Because that's not God's plan. How many times in Torah does He say, I've given the land to you? There is no Palestinian people. It will never work. It may take a few more years for the Kerrys of this world to see it. But it will not be. One pasuk in Torah is more powerful than all of the plans. The Rosh Moshal is thinking, like, look, the mensch and mitzvahs, every mutig and donishtik, he's here in Nachamol, here he is, he's coming again. It's not going to work. I'm not even worried if they come to some kind of a conclusion and they set up a Palestinian state, it will crumble. If the Rebbe Shom said in Parshas B'chukosai, no, mark my word, this is not politics. I'm talking Torah, I never talk politics. If Torah says, You don't believe me? If Torah says v'shomu oleha o yevechem hayoshim ba, in the middle of the tochachem who kosai, the Torah says your enemies who live in the land will be desolate, you can count on it. It's not going to work. And the world can throw in another $20-30 billion and nothing will come of it. I feel much better now. All right. Let's finish the Medrash. Let's finish the Medrash. I have a lot to say over here, and I've not yet begun to speak. Too many questions. You'll have to wait, Malka. Yes, Hashem, you'll have enough chances. I may have asked Shana to ask questions here. Lekach Nema, that's why it says, in Davenings, we say it in Tilim, Hasholech im Benato Aretz, God sends his word down to this earth. Any time? When is it that God sends his word down here? In the words, Vayihi B'Shalach Paro. The words, Vayihi B'Shalach Paro, were written there. I would say the message is saying it's not being written because of its historic truthfulness and veracity. That was not the fact. It was not Paro who sent them out. Paro, both arms and both feet were twisted. He's yelling, ouch! Let them go! Get out! He's not sending anybody out of his own free will. So why is it written? You know why it's written? Because God sent those words down. Compare my words, Shalach et ami, and his Lo Ashaleach. And the end is, Vayihi B'Shalach Paro et ha. Alright? Because now the Medrash is going to ask the question that maybe the Medrash should have begun with. V'chi Paro Shol Lochom? Paro sent them out? Wait, I'm going to see this. The next day I'm talking to see the man from the barber and the buzzer. I'm going to see him in shul. And I'm going to read this Medrash to him. Because he came yelling at me at the buzzer place that the Paro sent them out! Kumu tzu'umi tochami! But God says, V'ki Paro shalacham? Paro sent them out? Give me a break. Bilam said, Kael motziyam mi mitzchayim, the God who took them out of Egypt. V'kan ksiv, and here it says, V'yihi b'shalach Paro? He's not sending anybody out. He's acting as a puppet. God is moving him every step of the way. El Malame, you know what we learn from Vayihi B'Shalach Paro? Malame show your paro malave otam v'omer lehem hitpalalu bakshu alai rachamim. Paro went walking along with them as they left, and he said, pray for me, ask for mercy for me. Shedema gam tzonchem gam bekarchem kuchu kasher dibartem v'lechu, take your sheep and your cattle as you had said, ulchu, and go ubeirachtem gam oti, and bless me too. Ve'ein shiluach ha'omur kam elo levoya, the word shiluach over here does not mean send. It means to accompany. Shenema v'avrom holech imam l'shalcham. When the angels left the house of Avram on that great fateful day, when they visited and told him that they're going to have a child, and then they leave on their way to destroy Sodom. V'Avram holech imam l'shalcham. Avram is going with them in l'shalcham. Is he sending them away? He's not sending them. You know what he's doing? Over here, l'shalcham means he's accompanying them. Vayihi, what?
Send them off.
Send them off. Give them a nice send off. Vayihi b'shalach paro et ha'am, the Medrash is learning, as Paro is accompanying the people out. He's not sending them out, he's no balabuas, he is gunish. So therefore, in all humility, I think that the Hertz translation is far closer to the truth than the other translation. All right, okay. We're never going to fix this. This is a... I can't keep going into extra innings. So I'm going to tell you, I'm skipping a few important things that we will be able to deal with in a future shiur. There's a Ramban. And the Ramban is going to answer so many questions throughout Torah. It's a Ramban that should take you throughout Torah. So I had a very nice experience yesterday. To really get this Ramban down well, there happens to be somebody on my block, on Agassi. We have not only a barber on the block, and not only do we have a place where they give out meat, I also have the editor of one of the magazines that I'm always fighting with who lives on the block. It's a very exciting block. There's also a young man by the name of Hadar Margolin who has written a parish on Ramban. And so far, Bereshis and Shmos came out a beautiful, beautiful job. Not only his commentary on the Ramban, but it's printed so beautifully. It's a pleasure to learn the Sefer. So of all things, last night, I'm at a wedding. I'm at a wedding in Kfar Maccabiah. That's right, I got a ride there. I wouldn't know how to go there by day. I certainly wouldn't know how to go there by night. Okay? And here we're dancing, and in the middle of the dancing, who's dancing with me? Hadar Margolin. So I take a look at him, and I tell him, you know, I spent 2 hours learning your Ramban today. First of all, he was so thrilled. You can't imagine. I was kind of Elam Haba. He says, that's more than I used my Ramban today. Okay. So this is printed. I took it out of Hadar Margolin's Ramban. And at the beginning of each Ramban, he gives a sort of a heading or a title. So, do you know what the Ramban is? Ketzad Yitochen Shotam, number 3. Ketzad Yitochen Shotam Shetzarfu Hashem Gam Hitlon Nulu Moshe Tirutzin. Now, later on, the piece that I didn't learn, Jews are going to start saying, what did you take us out of Egypt for? They began to complain. They're scared. They're frightened. They're terrified. The Egyptians on one side, the sea on the other side. What's happening over here? And over here it also said, the Chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael, the children of Israel went up on to the teeth. They're ready for war. And all of a sudden, they fall apart completely. How are we supposed to understand the Pesukim here? So the Ramban is going to explain. Vayiru Ma'od, this is a few Pesukim further. They were very frightened. Vayitzaku B'nei Yisrael of Hashem and the children of Israel cried out to God, Vayomu, and they said to Moshe, Hamidli ain't quorum in the signs because there isn't enough cemetery space in Egypt. You took us out of Egypt in order to die in the desert. One of the ugliest psukim in all of Torah. And Rashi and Chazal take care of it and they say this pasuk was said by 2 people. You guessed. Mutt and Jeff. Abbott and Costello. Datan v'Avira. Datan v'Avira. Because this is too ugly for any Jew to say. You took us out of it. They saw Nisim v'Niflos of the highest order that no people ever saw. And now they accuse Moshe, you understand, of taking them out of Egypt because there isn't enough cemetery space. God, it's so ugly. It's so ugly. Einenu nira, these are the words of the Ramban. It doesn't seem correct. Ki b'nei odom hatzorakim al Hashem lehoshiyam. These are 2 psukim side by side. The same. It cannot be that the same people who are crying out and praying to God to save us are the ones that should turn around and say something as ugly as this. Einu nira ki b'nei odom hatzorakim al Hashem lehoshiyam. Yivatu b'Yeshua asher osu lehem will kick at the great salvation. The crying of Israel, you took us out of Mitzrayim because there was no cemetery space, so we should die in them. The same people say the same thing. course it can't be. And they should yet say, "Ki tov lehem shelo hitzilam." It would have been better if you wouldn't have saved us. Leave us alone. Can't be. It can't be. Aval hanachon. So the Haman says, you know what the correct shot is? It. Shenefarish. We have to explain to our Ki tov. There were different groups. There were different groups in Klal Yisrael. Is that something new? That's something we never heard. Never heard of that. Understand? But except they undid themselves over there. There's another medrash that says that that night, as they are caught on the beach, they were divided into four groups. And you can imagine, you know, they're walking back and forth. I hold like this. No, I hold like that. And the Medrash describes the four groups. There was a group that said, let's commit suicide and jump into the sea. There was a group that said, let's appoint a new leader, Olmert, and go back to Mitzrayim. Okay, they're gonna indict me for this. Okay. And then there was another group that said, let's make a lot of noise. It's like a lot of noise and will confuse the Egyptians. I feel that that's true. I feel it at every wedding. Every wedding. I get so confused. The noise seems to get, as I grow up more, the noise seems to become. And every time I tell myself, I should have brought my earplugs and I didn't bring them. Okay. And then there was a group, a fourth group that said, let's fight.
Let's what?
Let's fight! Nilachem. All right, and then the pasuk says that Moshe addressed each one of the groups, and at the very end, Vayomer Moshe el Ha'am. Moshe said to the people, "The last two psukim, Al Tiro, don't be afraid. Hityatsu, stand firm." This he's saying to the ones who either want to go back to Egypt or the ones who want to commit suicide in the Yam. Just hold it. Just stand. Uru'u et Yeshuat Hashem, and you will see the salvation of God. Asher yaseh lachem hayom, what He will do for you today. Ki asher yitem et Mitzrayim hayom lo tusifu l'rotam odat olam, the way you see Mitzrayim today, you'll never again see them. That He's saying to the group who said, let's go back to Mitzrayim. To the group that said, let's fight, he says, Hashem yilachem lachem, God is going to wage war for you. The ones who said, let's confuse them with noise, v'atem tacharishun, you remain silent. So the Ramban says, there were groups, but he's talking about two main groups, and everybody falls into one of those two groups. Aval anochen shenefarish, the correct thing is to explain to you how you kitos, there were groups. The pasuk tells us what each group did. Amru, there was one group tzoeket al Hashem that cries out to God. V'ha'acheret metacheshet b'nevi'o ve'ina bocheret b'yishua na'aset lehem. There is another group who denies and rejects the great prophet Moshe, and they reject the salvation that God has done for them. The Yomru, and they said, Ki tov lehem shelo hitzilam. We would have been better off if you wouldn't have saved us. Vazos kosuv, that's what the pasuk, when the pasuk says in Tehillim, Vayamru al yam b'yamsuf, they rebelled against God by the yamsuf. It's that group. It's not all of Klal Yisrael. V'lakach yamzara kosuv, b'nei Yisrael pam acheret. There's a pasuk here where the term B'nai Yisrael appears twice. The pasuk is not important right now, you'll see. Ki ha-tovim behem, who cried out to God? B'nai Yisrael. The others, v'anishorim moru b'dvorav, rebelled. L'kach omar achakach. The famous pasuk, right before Oz Yashe, this week's Sabbath. Tashos b'shalach, we say it in Davinim. Vayar ha'om et Hashem. What's it? Vayaminu b'Hashem uve Moshe avdo. who is it that now sees the great salvation? You know who it is? It's the Om. There are two terms that are going to be used throughout the parasha here, and you will find it many other places in Tanakh. They either refer to as Am or Bnei Yisrael. The Am, number of pshatim, the one that seems to me best, Am, the masses of people. The Orachaim says the Eid of Rav. I don't want to go with the Orachaim, because Am can you know, there are different shades in the people. The Am, the Baal Torah Tamima, in a Sefer called Tosefet Bracha, in Sefer Vayikra, he says Am, and he brings a lot of proofs that Am refers to the masses of people. And Bnei Yisrael refers, and we're not talking to the intellectuals, the patriots, there are people who are strong. Vayihi b'shalach paro et ha'om. V'lo nocham elkim derech eretz plishtim ki karovim ki yomar elkim pen yinochem ha'om. The people will regret and return. But wait a minute, there's another big group over here, and that's Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael were armed. Later on it's going to say, Bnei Yisrael yotzim, are going out of Egypt biyad ramah. They were not b'shalacht. They were going out. There were those who marched out, and there were those who were let go. And wherever you come to something, in Parsha Barlot, how many times? Vayehi ha'om kimit oninim, the complained. Complained. They were the weaker, the more simple people. And I don't have a good translation, because you should know. I've said now for about the last 20, 25 years. Maybe I should have used a different word. Maybe I have to change what I said. I said, the Am is healthy. In this country today, the so-called simple people are healthy. It's the Groyser Chachumim, you understand, who think they're going to make peace, and they're going to make this, and they're going to make such an arrangement, and they're going to exchange land. The Groyser Chachumim, heaven help us from them. So when I talk about I mean, there's a great deal to say for the I remember I wanted to make up bumper stickers after Oslo II. Ha'am lo chatam. The people didn't sign on that. But I made up a different one. Kulanu mitnachalim. I think I should make that up again. There are thousands of them. Everybody should have on their bumpers. Nobody has bumper stickers anymore. The age of bumper stickers went out about 18 years ago, 17, 18. In this parsha and in many parshot in Torah, you have to be sensitive to the fact that describes a particular segment of the people, and Bnei Yisrael another major segment. And it doesn't mean that Bnei Yisrael are smaller in number. Bnei Yisrael may very well be equal or even greater in number. But Bnei Yisrael represents a sense of pride, determination, a feeling of being part of God's people. The and the Baal Torah Tamima uses a very nice term. The Gemara, in a number of places, when it talks about coals, you know, coal, you know, when they start going out, you know, they're hot, and then they begin to go out, they're called gechalim omemot. Omemot means something that's going out. The heat and the power is, the fire is gone. The the arm represents the weaker segment of the people. They can also, there are times that the arm can really surprise you. But in the way it's used, certainly in this parasha and in many other parashas in Torah, Here, we'll take a look over here. All right, we went through the first pasuk. Vayin b'shalach paro to ha'am v'lo nachem l'kim d'era ki karavu ki yomar l'kim pen yinachem ha'am v'yom v'rotam l'chama v'yasev l'kim et ha'am. Because of the am, he takes them in another direction. Derech ha'midbar. But v'chamushim olu v'nei Yisrael ne'eretz Yitzchayim. The Bnei Yisrael, they're ready to fight. Okay? Vayikach Moshe Satzim Yosef Yimon ki hashbeah hishbeah Bnei Yisrael leimar. You know who the oath was given to? The oath to take up Atzmot Moshe was to Bnei Yisrael, because he knows they're going to go out. They're going to march out of Mitzrayim one of these days. And you can depend on them. All right? The lo yomush amid ha'onam yomam va'amud ha'esh laila lifnei ha'am. Who needed the amud onan and the amud esh? The am, they're the ones who needed it. And then you start, you'll go through the parasha and you'll see, oh, wherever you go, the same thing will happen. There in Pasuk 5 it says, Vayugad l'melech Mitzrayim, King of Mitzrayim was told, Ki borach ha'am. Vayehafech levav paro v'avodav el ha'am. Paro is amazed. The am? They're running away. They're not coming back. He was certain they would come back. And there we have that next pasuk, Vayirdof. So he pursued Acharei Bnei Yisrael, because Paro understands that if he wants to emerge victorious in his pursuit of the Jewish people, you know who he's going to have to bring to their knees? Bnei Yisrael. So he pursues Bnei Yisrael. Ubnei Yisrael Yotzim B'Yad Rama. And the people of Israel are going out. They're not b'shalacht. Nobody's sending them out. Nobody's letting them go. They're marching out b'yad rama. It's all over. Mamish, all over. Wherever you go, you'll see even here, the ones who pray are b'nei Yisrael. They're the ones who cry out to God. And the last two psukim that we learned, when Moshe calms them down, Vayome Moshe El Ha'am. Moshe said to the people, Al Tiro, don't be afraid. They're the ones to whom he has to speak. They're the ones whom he has to assure that everything is going to be okay. It's not Bnei Yisrael. Two different groups. I tell you, it will, in many, many of the complaints that are going to come during these years in the desert, it's going to be the Am. And if it says someplace, Bnei Yisrael, then you have to stop and take notice. Uh-uh. There may be a very justified complaint, if it's Bnei Yisrael complaining. And then there's a second possibility. The second possibility is that the rebelliousness of the can rub off on the Bnei Yisrael too, if they're not careful. We just haven't. So we'll keep learning then. We'll just keep learning. I can't go on. I'm wiped out.